say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
August 12th, a tragedy in Charlottesville, Virginia. A car plows into a crowd, killing a young woman and injuring 19 others. Painful end to a clash between white nationalists protesting the removal of a Robert E. Lee statue and counter-protesters.
Oh my God, we got hit by a car!
Shortly after the violence, Donald Trump tweeted, "We all must be united and condemn all that hate stands for." But it was what the president said later in the day that got the most attention.
"We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
I'm here today because my country is very divided and I'd like to be on the right side of history.
I think we used to be a beacon of hope in the world, and now I think we're just an embarrassment."
"We're here today to commemorate a life of an American that was killed by a Nazi on American soil. Let's say her name so Donald Trump can hear."
The president's response to the white supremacists was deemed tepid. David French, a senior fellow at the National Review Institute, wrote, "If there ever was a time in recent American political history for an American president to make a clear, unequivocal statement against the ultra-right, it was today. Instead, we got a vague condemnation of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. This is unacceptable." Former Governor Mitt Romney also called on the president to apologize. On his Facebook page, he wrote, "Whether he intended to or not, what he communicated caused racists to rejoice, minorities to weep, and the vast heart of America to mourn." Meanwhile, the UN issued a rare warning over alarming racism in the U.S. The fact that the U.S. president couldn't denounce Nazism has spurred heated debates.
The president talked about fire and fury to North Korea that is almost 7,000 miles away from Washington, D.C. One, he didn't condemn, he didn't talk about fire and fury about a tragedy that happened almost 100 miles from the White House."
And this is not the first time Trump has failed to confront white nationalists.
"Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?"
"Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did he endorse me or what's going on? Because, you know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
I'm sorry it's taken 6 months, but..."
But why is so? Why can Donald Trump not properly respond to the recent violence triggered by a bunch of white nationalists? Analysts argue because they put him in the White House in the first place.
"He's
Trump, Bannon, Kushner, Miller, Ivanka, they're all failing the American people and putting all of the citizens in jeopardy. In order to empower the KKK, the current administration is standing for Nazism, is defending David Duke and his cronies, and he has the responsibility to make us safer. This is not what's happening in this country.
During the election season, neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan helped the Republican billionaire as an ally to their vision of a white nationalist society, one that could expel and diminish minorities.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
It took the U.S. only 8 months to go from a nation that voted for a black president to one that is suffering from race riots and killings, with officials having to send troops out on the streets and declare a state of emergency. What occurred in Charlottesville is a horrific example of hatred unleashing itself on American streets in 2017. Hate, bias, and racism have been taken from the margins into the mainstream since Trump came to power.
This is the moment for folks across the country to look at what's happening in Charlottesville as something that could happen in your community. The folks of Charlottesville are rising up in opposition to Nazis and white supremacists and white nationalists who are coming into this community, who are fueling hatred and violence, and who are getting their instructions from folks who live and work inside the White House.
Now the U.S. nation must come to terms with the fact that their president has played a role in emboldening these hate groups of all stripes to come out of the shadows. David Duke, a former Grand Wizard of the KKK and avid Trump supporter, thank the president for defending those marching alongside white supremacists at the rallies over the weekend. Hate crimes and xenophobia have all been steadily rising within the U.S. for years. The only difference after Trump's election is the same white supremacists now feel they have a friend in the Oval Office. The Southern Poverty Law Center reported in February, the radical right was more successful in entering the political mainstream last year than in half a century. The organization documents more than 900 active and growing hate groups in the United States. However, as some experts argue, it's a mistake to give Trump too much importance.
Trump is a symptom of what is happening. He's not the cause of what is happening. He certainly is exacerbating much of the anger out there. I mean, Trump is really not an ideological guy. He's almost too stupid to be ideological.
The fact is, the racial divide didn't just happen when Donald Trump got elected. It has been in the United States DNA.
You have to look at white supremacism from a perspective of 400 years and, you know, a kind of European and American colonial project. Again, America founded on, the genocide of indigenous people, 600 tribes. Nobody knows how many millions died. And slavery.
Trump once boasted that he could shoot someone in the street and not lose voters.
Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Someone was just killed in the street, while Trump has refused to specifically condemn the responsible group. Whether he will lose or win voters in the next election, many think Trump has already lost his moral compass and authority. All in all, what occurred in Charlottesville is just another painful reminder of how volatile racism and extremism can be in the U.S. today. Many fear that modern racism is coming back to its original out-in-the-open form.